Doing Good in her husband's hashtag name is a natural extension of who he was. A health-conscious marathoner, Steve was diagnosed with glioblastoma, an aggressive tumor in his brain, in 2007. He began chemotherapy while still working as an administrator at a medical clinic for underprivileged children. Tyra uses her blog not only to record the Damn Kind Deeds, but also to spread the word about Steve. The website contains a card that people can print and give away as they perform an act of kindness. It reads, "This gift is given in memory of Steve Dahm. His life was cut short by brain cancer, but his legacy continues. He loved kindness and he loved life. I'm happy to share some of that life with you." Tyra estimates that Damn Kind followers completed at least 400 acts of kindness in 2017. After Steve died in 2009, Tyra says, she was overwhelmed by the way her neighbors in Frisco, Texas, came together to help her family with rides, meals, babysitting, and more. Repaying their support for her and especially for her kids helped fuel her mission. The movement has helped the children, Cooper, now 16, and Katie, 12, make positive connections as they grieve. They don't have the same memories I do, Tyra says. It's a way for them to see what was important to Steve is still important to us.